I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, thank you for listening. It's 6:07 on Wednesday morning.
Hump day.
This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 instantly wins a pair of Fandango tickets to see Marvel Studios' The Avengers Infinity War. It's in theaters everywhere on April 27th. This is supposed to be the best GD movie of all time. People are flipping out. This thing is selling more pre-sale tickets than the last 7 superhero movies combined, or something like that. And that includes the Black Panther movie, which had already broken all the records for pre-sale movie tickets. People cannot wait, and you don't have to. Right now, you can win some tickets. Caller number 9-800-400-3697. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. Are you showing him the trailer?
No.
What are you guys looking at?
We're looking at the Looking Glass. I see you right now.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Is there latency?
Yes, absolutely.
How much?
I don't know.
A lot.
A good amount. At least 30, 45 seconds.
Oh, geez. So I haven't even looked up at the camera to wink at you guys yet.
Well, I've looked up.
Let's see how long that is.
And I'm still not looking up.
All right.
It's been.
If you're trying to win contests, don't do it by watching the Looking Glass. There's a little bit of a delay.
My lid looks good, though.
Yeah, it's sharp.
Yeah, yeah, I still have.
We're just
going to
stare at there.
Well, okay.
You can go to radioalice.com/watch. It takes you right to the Looking Glass and. You can watch the show every day. And then after the show's over, Vaughn reruns it. So it's a loop of us all day. He cuts out all the chafe and just runs the thing all day.
You just asked me if there's latency on the Looking Glass, so that's how long ago it was.
Oh, well, that was like a minute ago.
Yeah,
like,
it's a long difference.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet and Novato Chevrolet. Get the car you want at the price you want.
Sounds good.
I want a Tesla for $5. Come on.
Okay.
Well, car you want, price you want. Oops, cut that out in post. Hey guys, 112 years ago today, 112 years ago and 1 hour ago in 1906, the great San Francisco earthquake struck at 5:13 a.m. It was, they say, a 7.9 to 8.3 on the Richter scale. And the fires took weeks to fully contain. About 700 people died. 250,000 were left homeless. When we first moved here, I don't know if they can. They used to have a ceremony at. There's a fountain.
Yeah, they did.
And all the survivors. I mean, it was now 112 years ago, so there are no more survivors.
Yeah.
Didn't the last one die, though, just like 2 years ago?
Yes.
At 110 Gentlemen. Or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a long time to live.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually kind of sad now that they're, you know, like for years when we first got here, they would have this thing and the old people would come out and, you know, yes, I was 2 years old when that happened. And thinking about it my whole life. So 1906 earthquake today, 112 years and 1 hour ago, 5:13 in the morning. First Lady Barbara Bush passed away, former First Lady.
Last night, right?
Yeah. She died at the age of 92, suffering from congestive heart failure and COPD, and had recently decided to end all treatment. Just said, I want comfort care. That's enough of this.
She and that knew, huh?
She must have. And wasn't it over the weekend she said, that's enough of that? So they must have just said, this is the end. 73 years they were married. Like, some people are lucky to live 73 years. And he was by her side.
Pretty incredible. The headline I read, however you feel about the Bushes, it said, wife and mother of presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a pretty unique.
Absolutely. And she just sounds like she was, you know, I don't know her. And I only know what I saw on the TV or news reports. But, you know, just the head of a dynasty.
Yeah.
And just nothing but, you know, I've never heard anything bad about her.
No, not at all.
She fought for literacy, mm-hmm. which is certainly a wonderful thing to support.
There was a reporter this morning on CBS that said they called her the enforcer.
I've heard that, that the family called her that. Like, you know.
She got S done.
She was the rule maker. The night before her death, her loved ones say she was answering her own phone calls and drinking bourbon.
Ah.
Comfort care, you know.
Oh, all right.
She's survived by her husband of 73 years, former President George H.W. Bush. 5 children, 17 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and a brother. Her brother's still alive. In addition to being First Lady from 89 to 93, she was the mother of President George W. Bush, who served from 01 to 09. Her son Jeb Bush was governor of Florida, and as you know, Jeb ran for president in this last election cycle. She was also Second Lady when her husband was Ronald Reagan's vice president from 81 to 89. They're talking about she championed work in literacy. There's the Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy. She wrote some books, including a memoir, and Millie's book, A Behind-the-Scenes Look at the White House, Bush White House, from the perspective of the first dog. They have all issued statements, just loving their mom and saying sweet things. And President Trump, or somebody in his office, released a nice statement. Got the year wrong.
Yeah, people were... Twitter was happening over that.
You know, the pearl necklace she wore was fake.
The big chunky pearls?
The triple one, yeah. $125.
Okay. Mm. Deaths come in threes.
Uh-oh.
So I'm waiting on the third one. I feel like Harry Anderson is the second one.
Mm. Oh, who was the first one?
Well, he was the first one, and then Barbara's the second one.
Okay.
So we're waiting on the third one. Find out today. I mean, or not.
I got an email a few minutes ago that there was a broadcaster that passed away. Actually, there's two broadcasters. There's someone whom I didn't recognize his name, Carl.
Yeah, I heard that too.
From PBS, NPR. But another broadcaster who I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it's got to be someone at least at this level of fame.
Right.
A Night Court star, Harry Anderson, was found dead when paramedics arrived at his home, according to TMZ. They got some audio here that went out to the fire department. The call was
have the third.
Oh, who was the third?
Lee Emery.
No, that's Emery. Not famous enough.
Oh, come on. Wow.
Sorry.
Poor guy.
Sorry, you're not famous enough to be in the triumvirate of death.
But he was in, what's that movie?
Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, that's a big movie.
That is a big movie.
You know, he is a pretty, has a very recognizable face.
Yeah. How about a recognizable
name? I would never know his name. I wouldn't know his name, though.
No,
his voice, though, from Toy Story.
Yeah, he was a great voice, and he's the leader of the Plastic Soldiers.
How about Stephen Hawking?
No, he's too long
far.
Ago.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. He was in his own triumvirate.
A lot of rules on this one.
Yeah, sheesh. All right, well, it's your thing.
So the dispatch call that went out for the fire department was for a person suffering from cardiac arrest at Harry's address. First responders confirmed Harry was dead on arrival. He died Monday at his home in North Carolina. They don't suspect foul play.
Weirdly, the pictures that they've posted of him are all from Night Court with him in his court's gown. And so you wonder, did he gain weight? What did he look like? I haven't seen any photos of him today.
When's the last time we've seen him?
I don't know.
I feel like he's been gone for a while.
Yes.
Although someone was saying that he still does magic, or he did magic shows.
And he had a magic shop in New Orleans.
Oh.
You don't have to be carrying weight to have a heart attack.
No, you
but
don't.
It seems like maybe he'd, you know,
could have put on some
gotten
weight.
Less
he always
healthy.
Seemed like a very skinny dude.
Right.
Uh-huh, yeah. Tall, too.
But, you know, I was surprised. Didn't Letterman have, he didn't have one, but they scanned his heart and were like, oh my God, you're about to have one.
I don't remember how that went down, but he's like one of those dudes. He's highly stressed.
Right. That is a huge cause of it. Like a blood
highly
pressure
stressed,
thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, anyway, rest in peace to Harry Anderson, Barbara Bush, and whoever we're about to find out about. I handed this to Bryn before we went on the air. I read the transcript of it and said, if this is funny, hand it back to me. And he did right before we went on the air.
You guys and your secrets. It's the worst.
Well.
What about you laughing this morning?
I know. Yeah. How about you and your secrets, Vinny?
Yeah.
It made me start thinking, what did I put on top of his pile?
He starts cackling like just uncontrollably in the office. And we're like, what? He's like, I hate this story. We're like, what story? He's like, you'll find out.
You'll find out.
You can't know yet.
Yeah.
After these.
Right.
Piers Morgan had Pam Anderson. I guess he's got, I don't know. Is this a regular thing that he's on Good Morning Britain? Is that his regular, regular gig?
Oh, boy.
Well, he lost the gig that,
right. The interview,
the Larry King show, right?
He did. So Pam Anderson was on yesterday's episode of Good Morning Britain. She was promoting her new book called Lust for Love. Rekindling intimacy and passion in your relationship. So
what does she know about that?
Who the hell
is she
knows?
Even a married lady?
No, right now, no.
What has she got? Three divorces? Rick Solomon, Kid Rock,
and Tommy Lee.
Yeah. Did she marry Kid twice?
No.
I don't know, but that seems weird.
I know. Isn't she doing Julian Assange right now?
She married Rick Solomon twice.
Oh, she married him twice?
207 to 208, and then she married him again 214 to 215. Kid Rock, another 1 year. And then Tommy Lee was 3 years. She's not good at marriage, huh?
Yeah. But well, okay, she's
got a
doing
whole book
relationship
about it.
Books. Good.
Rekindling intimacy and passion in your relationship. Listen, people love relationship books. She's cashing in.
That's true.
That. So it looks like he is the host. They call the other person in this interview co-anchor Susanna Reid. All right.
Okay.
I thought it was a little more mean. It seemed mean-spirited reading the
No, it was just kind of awkward. Yeah. Like, oh, right.
Oh. I've never had bad sex, Pamela. Well, you don't need the book then. Give it back. Adorable. Oh, she's so quick.
Mm. Enjoy your Cheerios.
Cheerio.
<She said that>.
Yeah. if you suddenly found yourself to be rich and famous, do you think that you would be happier than you are now?
I don't know what you mean by rich and famous.
Let's say somebody said, Vinny, you know, we have a part for you in this movie. You make the movie. Suddenly you're in high demand. It's 3 years later. You're worth $30 million and you can't go anywhere because everyone knows.
Well,
you.
I would be bummed to, I mean, I'm very comfortable with whatever notoriety we have from this show mm-hmm. and in our town. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm lucky enough, I'll be in Hawaii and someone will go, Vinny, or wherever I am. And that's a weird thing, out of place thing to have
but
happen.
Just on a personal level, like your happiness level, like, and let me ask you this, you're doing well. When you were younger, were you any happier than you are now? Are you happier now?
No, I'm super happy right now. So the thing that comes into mind for me is you've just made me financially secure. And that would make me very happy.
Yes.
That might be the only thing that could make me, unless there's a way back machine and I can become, you know, 25 again and have, or
and
at
have
least
the
physically
money,
have
sure.
the
know
body.
Know everything that
yeah,
you know
I mean,
now.
Unless there's that.
Yeah.
Sure. Financially secure. As you have kids, as I've had kids, I should say, it's become extremely concerning as I look at retirement and radio and what our prospects, what my prospects are.
And college.
And college and you know.
Weddings.
And here's a situation where, look, I don't want to curse things. I'm not trying to be a negative dude. I'm telling you honestly, though, it does occur to me. What if we break up? What happens to my finances then? Where am I when 10 years from now we break up? And maybe radio's, what if it doesn't exist? Like all those kind of things. I know.
That.
I'm just saying. I get it. You can't worry about stuff like that, but I do. Mm-hmm. So to have that removed from my life completely because of
I've got $30 million in the bank.
I think I'd be, that's the one way to.
Because you'd be less stressed, you'd be happier. But with it would come stresses, like you couldn't go anywhere.
Or you quit.
Sure. I quit. I'm going to get facial surgery and become someone else.
You don't
else.
Even have to get facial surgery. People forget Hollywood celebrities fast, man.
Yeah. Unless they continue their bad behavior. Like Tom Sizemore, what's the last thing he did? But when he gets into trouble, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They'll only remember you for the bad things. If you're just a private citizen living your life, you might be able to escape that. Yeah, you know, you get recognized when you go out places, but people.
Probably in a
fades.
Good way, though.
Sure. Oh, hey, you. Not, oh, Tom Sizemore.
But 10 years later,
get the kids away from here.
You're still a 30 millionaire, and you haven't done one thing publicly since that one thing.
Well, rich and famous people say fame and riches are not the key to happiness. And it is hard to believe because you do feel like, God, if you were rich and famous, Whoman, do you think that you'd be happier if you were richer and famouser?
Yeah, he's the Prada guy. What are you talking
about? So here's the thing.
You could get all the Gucci you wanted.
If I had a little bit, richer and famouser isn't. I don't think the right. If you have a little bit more influence, a little bit more power to do the things you want to do,
but wouldn't you have those things if you were more famous?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I know that often comes with being more rich and more famous.
Like if you're Leo DiCaprio, you
or
can
Tom
have your,
Cruise,
sure,
yeah, our greatest
right.
American treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't think at all about influence or that. I'd be like,
well, Amy Schumer has thoughts on this.
Oh,
she's out promoting this. I Feel Pretty.
We'll
movie.
Be reviewing that on Thursday.
I can't wait. To hear. It's PG-13 I just read today.
What's the matter with that?
That means it's not going to be good.
Oh. You want an R?
She's an R chick, for sure.
Yeah, you want R.
You want R for a grown-up comedy.
You want it R.
You want it R. You want it R.
Is that the way that song goes?
No.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I didn't think so.
Bryn would know. How's it go, Bryn?
I want it all.
You want it all. No, I want it all. I want it now.
Okay.
Amy Schumer has been, she had quite a quick transition from being just a waitress to who she is now.
And you like her.
I do like her. I think she's very funny, and I like her attitude, and I don't know. I just like her. She says, I have become a rich and famous person, and I am no happier now than I was when I was waiting tables. That's the truth. Happiness can't start with external stuff. Money, success, your body. And I guess this is her talking about the movie, because it's about a woman with low self-esteem mm-hmm. who I think is taking a spinning class and has some kind of accident, hits her head, and when she wakes up, she thinks she's pretty.
Like, she's model material.
She's, like, looking. I mean, the trailer basically shows this woman looking in the mirror going, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe how hot I am, how gorgeous. So this is, like, it's like a correction on her self-esteem.
Yeah.
So she's gotten a little backlash from people who think that she's not really unattractive enough for the part.
Oh.
So the movie continues to perpetuate bad body image. She says, it's not about an ugly troll becoming beautiful. It's about a woman who has low self-esteem finding some.
Isn't it funny that the internet will fight over how ugly she is? Is she ugly enough? Oh, yeah, she's ugly enough.
No, I don't know. She might not be ugly enough.
Look at that giant ass. Oh, yeah. Like, what? That's what the internet is?
Yeah, that is what the internet. There it is right there. If you want low self-esteem, find it on the internet. What's coming up in the news, Finn?
Unfortunately, Southwest Airlines had an accident yesterday. It's bad news and more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Champions for Change. Starting April 22nd, fans of HBO's Westworld will find themselves in a brand new world at AT&T 1 Powell Street in San Francisco. It's been completely transformed so visitors can discover Westworld before highly anticipated season 2. I guess they've got all kinds
of... Is Westworld sci-fi stuff?
Yeah. It's like a place that you pay to go there, and it's got... Well, are they supposed to be robots? They're like sort of bio-creations. It is... It's. I don't know. I don't know why I fell off of it. I do have.
So I fell off of it too.
Yeah, I watched two or three, and I just never went back to it. Mm-hmm. But people are, they freak for it. And actually, I was reading a story this morning about the main chick in there, Evan Rachel Wood. She is finally going to get paid equally to her male counterparts in season three. Not this upcoming season. But.
She used to go with Marilyn Manson.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time. And she was in True Blood for a little while.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because I considered her to really be the star of that show. Like, she seems like the main character on that show, Westworld. And to find out that she was getting paid less than all the dudes hurts my heart a little bit.
Sure.
So she's excited because she's finally getting equal pay. And you can check out the whole Westworld installation. Let's see. There's all kinds of ways to get, like, special gifts and stuff. If you're, like, a DirecTV, DirecTV Now. There's all kinds of stuff involved with this. But basically, starting April 22nd, AT&T 1 Powell Street in San Francisco.
I went there for the Game of Thrones one, and they really did it up. It was fantastic. Matter of fact, I won this. What's this guy's name?
The Night King.
The Night King. I won this thing there for the costume I was wearing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Funny.
So that little location is great because it's huge.
Yeah.
And they just have all kinds of little tchotchke things.
So there'll be costumes and props, fan art, which is, that's a thing. People are always sending in drawings and paintings of their favorite characters to various shows. An immersive virtual reality experience, interactive park maps, games, and more. So if you love Westworld. Do we have this info up at RadioAlice.com?
We don't. You want to save that?
I'll set it aside.
Throw it up.
Want to change your lifestyle? Let Champions for Change help you. Visit CAChampionsForChange.net for fun ways to become active and discover recipes that are healthy and delicious.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. So, First Lady Barbara Bush passed away yesterday. That news broke late evening.
Mm-hmm.
Former First Lady, did I say? Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that happened. The IRS is giving taxpayers an extra day to file after website issues caused trouble for people trying to pay. So you got today. You got an extra day, everyone.
That's good news.
Well, we're super dependent on this stuff.
Yep.
It is surprising.
When it doesn't work.
We're in a union, and I went to our union page because we have dues due.
dues due.
So I go there, and it's down.
Yeah.
Dues are due, I think, at the end of the month, and the payment site is down. And you just go, guys. This is when...
Do you want my money or not?
This is when you pay the stuff. Yeah. Same with the IRS. Like, come on, man. I'm here.
Right.
Take it already. So one more day, everyone. This is horrible news. Very tragic. Southwest Airlines flight from New York to Dallas blew an engine yesterday. A piece of it broke off and shattered a window on the plane. A woman was almost sucked out of the plane. She ended up dying.
So she was sucked against the window? Is that what happened? Like, what happened?
It sounds like, and people held on to her,
held on to her to keep her in the plane as they made an emergency landing. So the jet engine blew.
But the trauma just killed her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
How? What an awful, awful thing.
Changes the idea of getting a window seat for sure. Crunch. Anyway, Southwest flight had just taken off from LaGuardia in New York and was headed for Dallas yesterday morning when the left engine blew out. A piece of shrapnel flew off the engine, smashed a hole in one. Now they're saying more windows broke than just the one. A woman was almost sucked out of the plane. The other passengers literally pulled her back into the plane, hoping to save her life. The woman was rushed to the hospital, but she died yesterday afternoon. She's been identified as a 43-year-old mother of two named Jennifer Reardon, a Wells Fargo executive in New Mexico.
How awful.
The plane, or obviously the people on the plane, were in fear for their lives.
Yeah.
with at least one window, they say, broke in. One guy, I think they say, covered the window with himself.
Right.
For others. Everyone was crying and upset. There were a lot of people who Facebooked and Twittered all of this stuff as the masks had fallen on the plane. Everyone's, you know, wearing their masks at this point. There were people, so you've got people crying and scared for their lives. You've got also people, which I found to be good news, and probably there's someone in every group who gets motivational and is through their mask. You know, we're going to be okay. You know, it's going to be okay. We're going to do this. So that's.
But they managed to land the plane safely with just the one engine?
They landed the plane back in Philadelphia, it looks like. And there were people there ready to greet the plane. Here's a picture of the engine that blew out.
Oh, boy. That is just blown. It looks like it blew sideways. That's... I don't. Maybe I'm not seeing this picture right or something. That's awful. Wow. Did they say why? Is there any information as to why this thing all of a sudden blew up
in
midair?
They're not going to say anything official. They look at it's not a prop plane, but they say something broke off within the engine, and that sent the whole thing
Yeah.
They're going to look at all the records. This is what my brother did for a living, was maintenance on airplanes.
Right.
He still does it, but not on commercial flights. But these guys check the planes every night, every day, whatever. They keep a log of what they've done. Mm-hmm. So they'll have to go through and see when this was last checked out and if there was anything marked as
questionable.
This part looks stressed. This part mm-hmm. looks used, marked for repair or replacement for a future date. We'll see.
Mm.
They will definitely be checking all that. Hers was the first death from an in-flight incident in company history, they say.
Mm.
Obviously, Southwest is super bummed.
Yeah.
So that's the latest there.
They're saying the pilot, a woman pilot, broke barriers as a fighter pilot.
Oh, that's who was flying the plane?
Yeah, I read that too, that a female pilot.
Let's see, Tammy Jo Schultz. She's a former fighter pilot with the U.S. Navy.
Wow. And so now she's a commercial pilot mm-hmm. and she managed to get the plane down.
She just made an emergency landing in Philadelphia and saved everyone else's life.
Mm.
So there's that. So yesterday I told you the worst breakfast foods if you're trying to lose weight. Here are some of the best ones.
Oh, let's get some of these. I'm hungry.
You are?
Well, you just mentioned breakfast.
Right. Eggs.
I love eggs. Can I have them fried in butter? On buttered toast?
You and your butter.
God, butter. Makes everything better. Butter makes everything better.
Greek yogurt, which is gross.
I love Greek yogurt.
I eat Greek yogurt. You do not love it.
I do. I have it every morning.
I have it every morning, too. It's disgusting.
Oh,
but I eat it every day. Oh, God.
Why
it's high protein,
it?
Though. And I eat it because it fills the hole in my tummy.
Yeah.
Me too.
And it's not super. It doesn't have a ton of calories. It's got a lot of protein. It's low cal. But it's gross.
Come on.
What brand do you do?
He does the ciabatta.
Oh.
Is that the one you do?
No.
Oikos?
What do you do?
He does something more expensive.
Of course he
more
does.
More organic, everyone.
He's very advanced.
I think I do the wallaby.
Wallaby?
That sounds like Australian
it is.
Yogurt.
Australian for
yogurt mate.
Protein smoothies are good for breakfast if you're trying to lose weight. And baked beans.
Baked beans. I love baked beans.
You love everything.
Well, aren't they kind of sugary, baked beans?
People in England have them for breakfast more often than we do, but they're good because they give you a perfect mix of carbs and protein. Plus, they're quick and easy.
Mm.
You can have them with toast or just on their own.
Beans on toast. Look,
sure.
I'm always looking for an excuse to eat some beans. I love beans.
Me
beans
too.
Beans are delicious.
Throw some beans in that soup.
I don't know about breakfast, though. Mm. Although I do like, say, beans with... a Mexican breakfast. Should eat
right,
sewn eggs.
That's true, sure.
Even fried eggs, some kind of...
All right, you've convinced me. Breakfast burritos it is.
I'll tell you, if you have eggs, either some brown rice or some potatoes and beans. There's breakfast right there.
Yeah. I like it.
That's it.
Okay, I agree. Let's do
that. Pour some hot sauce all over the whole mess. Throw it in a bowl. Stand by the sink and just mow that thing down.
Why do I have to be by the sink?
Don't
oh my God, Huevos Rancheros are amazing right now.
We've got more stuff to do after this is done.
What stuff?
Like go surfing or, we got to get out of here. We can't be here all day. Yeah, we're
going to
eat real fast and then we got to get out of here.
Can't sit at the table and eat real
fast. You can't enjoy it, Sarah. There's no enjoying your food.
That's, I forgot about that.
It's not.
God, look at me trying to enjoy things.
Vinny just does it because he has to.
Eat to live.
A kid in Greensboro, North Carolina named Anton Williams was in the middle of a game on Sunday when a tornado ripped through his neighborhood. What game, you ask? What game?
Were they playing in where?
This is in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Street hockey.
No, it's Fortnite, the video game. I mentioned this to you once before.
Oh,
right now,
yes,
the video game world is all a buzz over this game called Fortnite.
And what was I thinking? A kid outside playing. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Are you nuts? So he's playing
game.
Fortnite.
Yeah. And what's the hook with Fortnite you were telling me? What's so great about it?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I saw Fortnite because someone posted on Facebook that they want to throw Fortnite out the window.
Oh.
And I laughed because I thought, parents that can't get their kids off games, they just want the game gone. Like, they don't want to fight with the game, you know? That, like, this game has now come between me and my kid. This is it's the game.
Oh, so they weren't frustrated with Fortnite. Like, I'm so frustrated with it, I want to throw it out the window.
No,
they were
frustrated because they couldn't get their kid off the game.
I say, got it.
And here's another kid. He says, as a tornado is ripping through his neighborhood, I started to hear a lot of noise outside. I looked out the window and saw the neighbor's roof being ripped off. And despite that, he sat back down and tried to finish his game.
Did his roof get ripped off too?
I guess they say here he was playing the Battle Royale version against other people online. Oh, this is the kid?
I can't believe he stayed
There's
online.
There's an upside-down car behind him as he's being interviewed by news cameras or a news reporter. He stayed on the game.
Yeah, I'm sure you
He eventually saw the power lines around his house start coming down, though. And at that point, he got his sister and his nephew, into the bathroom where they would be safe.
And then he went back out to finish his game?
It doesn't say. He and his family are okay. Their house was damaged. The neighbor's house got lifted off its foundation. And the roof got ripped off. So this was real. I was just thinking about the game, man.
So what's the hook with this game?
I don't know.
What's so great about
Never played it. I can't tell you. You tell me. You're supposed to be the one with the kids that play games.
I don't believe we have Fortnite at our house. Is it an Xbox game? Because that's what we have. I actually am afraid of games. Like, I have never once played Candy Crush because I know I would never not play
We'd
Candy
lose
Crush
you for
again.
Good.
Right. I just can't do it. Like, I have seriously limited myself to paper and pencil Sudoku puzzles. Like, that is the only game that I play with myself.
What?
You heard me.
Game 4 tonight, Sharks versus the Ducks. It's in San Jose. So San Jose is going to be going off tonight.
Oh my God.
There's nothing like that playoff hockey time down in San Jose where all the bars are filled up, all the restaurants are filled up, and everyone is geared up walking over to the stadium or to the arena for game 4. This is going to be big.
Did they win game 3?
Yeah, it's the Sharks
lead now. Oh my God, this is it.
Yes, well, hold your horses
Hotline's
there.
Hotline's ringing.
But yes, the Sharks are up 3-0 in the series versus the Ducks. Game 4 tonight, everyone. Oh, don't forget.
Okay.
That this Friday is Dubage Day.
Oh, yes, 420.
So we're all going to get high at 420. Okay. Well, I'm not going to. But all the people who love the pot will. You will. I know you will.
You know,
I can already see it on your face.
Here's the thing, though. I can't say I haven't since it became legal.
Right.
But it actually really affects my throat. And I like to always have my voice. I talk for a living, and I actually feel like it makes my voice really tired.
Eat a pot sandwich.
And it, I don't like to eat it. And also, I'm not crazy.
Is it the vaping version, or is it the actual smoke?
It's the vaping version. Just seems like super. I don't know. It's like a chemically thing. I just am not into that. So then I smoked some real pot, and then I was like totally ragged out my throat.
That burns. Yeah.
I just don't think I want to. I just don't think it's for me. I'm trying, but I think it's
I think
it's 25 years
try
too
harder,
late
Sarah,
for me.
Try harder.
It's too late
Sarah.
For me.
Here's a game Fortnite.
Don't be so
here.
Lazy.
It's a first-person game. This video I'm showing you right now is a live streaming video on YouTube, and there's 3,000 people watching currently right now at this very moment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so this dude is actually just playing the game.
This dude's just playing the game. And he's talking about what he's doing. He's probably
so he's like a guy who's got like a battery pack or some kind of backpack on. He's got a helmet. He's
it looks
jumping,
just like
he's
Halo.
Running. Mm-hmm. It's like faster paced looking than Halo too, and it's weird because it actually has some kind of primitive looking elements to it. And
this
he's spinning around. He's making me dizzy. Oh, it's on PlayStation. That's why I don't have it.
Well, it probably is available.
Yeah, it's
got to
be on both systems. Mm-hmm. There's no way they'd just go exclusive.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't look like.
But I did Halo and got stuck in a corner and never got out.
Of course.
So, and that's what that looks like to me. Mm. All right. You're going to recognize Harry Anderson, but not R. Lee Ermey.
Yeah,
Ermey.
No. I had never heard his
name. In the Triumvirate of Death, Ermey is much more prolific than Anderson.
That is possible, but nobody knows that guy's name. And I mean, you do. You're amazing. But I say no to that guy. I don't think he's not up there with Barbara Bush and Harry Anderson. But if no one else dies in 2 days, we'll throw him in. Okay? How's that sound? He could be our consolation death.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. Drake got knocked out of the number one spot. Who took it over? It's a brand new song at number one.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.